Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. The Kings and Queen are Dr. Scott O'Neill, myself Dave Smith, and the infamous Seabird. Please also check out our YouTube channel, The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Like, subscribe, and share. See you there.
Sorry. You can just relax now. This one, the stress is off of those goddamn messages. Oh, fuck.
Whether you're a chicken owner or not, get your cock out.
Everyone's showing the love tonight. Like, you know, we're holding it down, competing with that big fireside marathon. So this is, you know, I think we're doing pretty good.
I don't know what's up with this fireside marathon. Fireside marinade.
Here's what's up.
One of them lame ass 70s bars, you know, with the fire pit in the middle of it, and everyone's all those cable knit sweaters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to be an urban cowboy.
Yeah. It sounds like a
good time over there.
Go to, you know.
I was afraid everybody would be over there, but, it's been a decent night. I knew it was going to be probably possibly a little bit slow. But I think it's been pretty good.
People are fireside.
Pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Things.
Right. Your ball. Like, yeah.
Cuddle. I'm cuddle. Yeah. Hands, man. Cuddle. I'm cuddle.
I'm gonna cuddle.
Cuddle puddle.
Cuddle with him.
It's a cuddle puddle.
It's a cuddle puddle.
When I think of cuddling, I think about taking off my man deodorant and washing off the gasoline and smelling like a real pretty boy. You know what I mean?
You can scroll through and see who the cool kids aren't, because, you know, like,
speaking
of
a cuddle puddle, when I was doing, when I was like assistant manager of this condo complex, I go look at, I had to do inspections and stuff, right? And this one place I went in, their dryer went out. So I'm looking at the dryer and I'm kneeling to see if the pilot light's still going in the dryer, right? And instantly the knee of my pants absorbs piss off the carpet. It's that wet. And I'm like, oh my God. And I go in the bathroom and look, and sure enough, it's all fucking yellow. And I'm like, wow, that's brutal. And then the next time I see that tenant, they're calling their dog and they're like, Puddles, come here.
Oh,
like,
my fucking God. What a good dog.
The puddle, right, or the nail?
Puddles
are the name. What do you think it was?
I think they trained it to piss all over the place. I don't know.
They're always the ones who say, hey, puddles don't bite. That's the first motherfucking dog to bite every time.
That, you're right. I don't trust it. Exactly. Oh, puddles is fine.
They're the kind of dog owners that are like, they're those kind of dog owners that are like, puddles, stop that. Don't piss on the rug, puddles. I mean it.
Stop,
I'm going to get up
puddles.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next
I'm
time I'm going to get up and
right
come
now.
Over there. But not now.
But not now.
I mean, fucking crazy ass puddles.
Blech.
That was
wow.
That was the grossest puddles. Thing ever. Like, literally soaked through my leg and like,
that's just puddles. Terrible.
Puddles that date rape this dog trying to fuck on your leg like a goddamn squirrel.
I've never been so tempted to kick a little yipper dog in my life.
Oh, of course it was a yipper dog. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally. That thing, I just envisioned this thing flying like a football through the fucking uprights.
Hey, loser. I just remembered.
Bye.
Isn't that fucking white girl having to talk about being fat tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, and then there's them other people talking about, like, do you hate white people? And then there's them other people talking about, like, so-and-so was talking about me, so I'm going to talk about them for an hour.
Somebody
was talking about being fat. Who was that?
Little Australian chick got her ass handed this morning because everyone was like, "You were stalking me. How can someone from Australia stalk you, motherfuckers? Come on." Ocean away. Would a little bitch swim over here and hang out at Benny's trash cans? What the fuck?
I've even heard somebody quote freaking Will Smith on here. Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth.
Oh,
like they didn't care. They didn't even care if the person was talking smack about them or just mentioning their name. They're like, keep my name out. Like, really? Really? You can talk about me all you want. I don't give a fuck. Hopefully it's good stuff, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's been... Well, Angela said we're coming into a full moon again. I don't know. We're going to get fucking weird.
New Zealand or something. Intimidated all of them. They're all emotional wrecks and crying about it all day long. Real sick.
Yeah, it's been quite... It's like, why don't you take that shit over the fireside? Oh, sorry. Is that so loud? I'm making eggs. I'm making scrambled eggs in a cup.
Fucking weird.
Two girls, scrambled eggs, one cup.
You caught me. Sorry, I didn't know it was that loud.
Oh, wow. Please, you know what I mean?
So sorry. Come on. Why don't you take your drama over to Fireside? How about that? Why are you leaving me that garbage on stereo? Go over there. I will mute. I'm going to mute while I make him.
Fireside. I'm going to get a Fireside tattoo. You see their logo, Dave? Sexy as shit.
Right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's like being one of them guys that gets one of them anchor tattoos, you know? It says, I wasn't in the Navy, but I know the song.
Yeah, and then they put mom right below that, right?
Right.
Young man. Their mom,
the whore. You know what I mean?
So deep it feels down. Oh, wait, that's YMCA. Never mind.
Same thing. In the Navy. Woke up and my butt hurt in the Navy.
Why are you slumming it here with your bullshit on stereo? Take that shit to Fireside where it belongs.
The chubby white girl who was complaining about how I'm fat. I want to see her show, man. I'm a fat girl.
Yeah, that was yesterday, that girl. I'm so fat. Oh, my God. Really? Well, nobody knows. Okay, we can't see you on stereo. You're an avatar. You don't know if you're fat or not.
I wonder if the boyfriend refers to her as the wide open plains. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Talk about fishing for compliments.
In San Francisco. Wait a minute. We're not doing that. This is part three.
They're in part three.
Oh, we're always doing that.
Has met another Death Star.
Yeah, we are. And
furry creature we're going to fuck on. All right. Okay.
We're always doing that here. All right, D.
Next door.
D wants to say something.
Hey, guys. Before Will Smith said, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth, like, have you heard that phrase ever been said before? Like, was that like an accepted slang that we've been using, or was it like, oh shit, I've never heard them say that before?
Okay, I got this. D. Williams, you didn't see the latest thing on TikTok where it showed the movie that they exactly replicated for that scene. You gotta look that up, because it actually was a fully replicated, almost to the exact millisecond, from a movie.
I feel like it was in a movie, yeah. I feel like I did hear it before, but like, you didn't use it.
The movie.
Yeah.
No, the movie. It's exact same thing, word for word. It's fucking creepy.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm no longer
one dollar.
Mister,
I'd never heard it before that.
Really? It felt familiar, but like I couldn't reference it at all. Absolutely not.
I gotta find that clip for you guys, because you guys are both blind or something. Take the eye patch off, Dave. Let me see your crooked eye. Let's see your crooked eye.
Let's see your crooked eye. Oh, you're yelling at me for making scrambled eggs in a cup, and I hear dishes rattling all around. What are you doing?
Hey, that was my salad bowl.
Oh, was it you? Of course it was. Yeah, that was me. The loudest salad bowl in history.
You don't have eyes. You got devil's eyes.
Oh, I lost my phone.
She's got devil eyes.
Yeah. Nobody knows the words of that song. Nobody.
What's going on, Sexy Reds? What's going on, D. Williams? What's going on, Tommy?
I can't find my phone. I just lost my phone, you guys. It's somewhere in the house.
50 Shades of Grey. I say you only need a couple of Sexy Shades of Reds. You know what I mean? Come on.
Seabird, I think your phone's in your hand. You're talking on it.
Yeah, dumb.
No, I am fucking on wireless earbuds, buddy. I can roam around freely.
Look inside the eggs. Wow. Look in there.
Yeah. Hope it's not in the microwave.
That's crazy. She's free roaming. She's like a free-range D-bird.
I got this shit now. I got these cool new buds.
I feel like more people nowadays that would get anchor tattoos wouldn't be an actual, like, ship anchor. It would be the anchor logo of the podcasting app.
Yeah, he's right. Right there. He's right, because these days these kids are such fucking pansies. They don't even fucking pick up a feather without wincing. You know what I mean?
I'm going to post on Instagram. So I was highly suspect earlier. My kid started like picking up his room, all his trash, and he cut a bunch of cheese up and gave me a piece. And I was like, what the fuck? What does he want? You know, I was suspicious. No, I just took a picture of the trash can. Okay. He didn't do, he just made more work. Oh my God. How much trash can we stack on top of more trash? Like, that's exactly what he did. But, you know. Manja.
What's happening?
That's three what's happening for all of us. What's happening?
It's something fierce.
What is happening?
Come on.
Come on. I can't see your name. Did you change your name? What is your name right now?
Of course I did.
Because you do. I don't know what your name is because in my world, it's your Bob regular Crotchety. Name. Bob Crotchety, of course it is. Oh, boy.
Bob Crotchety. Okay.
Oh, here we go. Where did... Everybody got lost.
Probably on that other one with the chubby girls talking about how she's going to end her life because she gained 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Next week on Jerry Springer.
Little hooker. Fuck.
Yeah. Julian messaged me. Julian. Julian wants to run with the big dogs. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Sure. Right?
What the fuck happened to Angela? She was servicing her fucking vending machine down to the fucking garage.
She's lost. I don't know. She's having some issues. So her house is like the fucking hangout house. And she said there's like her son, like 12 of his friends are over right now. And I was like, oh my God, wow. That's a lot of people.
That's 12 friends.
Yeah, dang.
Apparently, yeah. Right? Oh. Yeah. You got 12 friends over. And she's like, I just bought fucking groceries and they all saw me bring in the groceries and they're like locust descending. And I was like, oh, that's fucking bullshit. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I'm in a broom closet, throw some Doritos in there, man. What the fucking problem is? Fuck.
Whoa, what a trip.
What? So what is it?
There's a show somebody's doing on Stereo. It starts in 20 minutes and 26 seconds. Which fandom is the best? And there's a bunch of microphones.
They're always milking that one. They're always doing that one.
And then my picture is in the far right corner of it.
What?
My avatar is in the far right corner of it. Look at it and see. Tell me if it's your avatar.
It is. It shows me waving too. Like I'm like, oh, I'm waving too for that one. Yeah, you ain't special, bitch. Nope, you ain't wish.
Nope.
I thought I was like Stereo famous.
No, it does that all the time. It does it all the time. Oh, our old show part two is listed in the roundup, so you can go back and listen to it. That's
you know what we haven't done in a long time? I say dick.
Haven't we?
He says dick. I say dick. Let's see how many dicks we can get in the next fucking 30 seconds.
Dick.
Oh, we haven't done that. We have dick. Wow, you got good lung control. 30 seconds is a long time. How is anybody counting? Who's counting?
That was 4,387 dicks.
There it is.
That's a lot of dicks.
A lot of dick right there.
We didn't do that in a minute. Here we are. Trending. Dick. Nickelodeon.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, battery low. I have to switch to my other earbuds.
It makes you wonder, like, if you said, like, the word sex and you did that, if it would trigger the avatar. This is an app to, you know, send people avatar. Because, like, that thing does it or whatever.
Sex.
Sex.
I want your sex, baby. I want your cooch on me.
It's. Oh, wait. Yeah. Lots I'm getting going my on white here. Boy groove on.
Hey, you know what?
Are you?
I want
the
your
best
sex,
K-pop
baby.
Group you've never heard of. I'm in the audience too. The best K-pop group you've never heard of is, and it's like a bunch of little like balloon animals, and then I'm in there waiting to be the first to join.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a bunch of little Korean people.
No, it's like a little. It's a little balloon animal, and I'm the only one waiting if I wanted to join. Those are psycho. Just for once, I wanted to, like, join one of those. I've seen somebody full-on waiting before, and I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? Right. What are you doing?
And I thought I had no life. Man.
No one's ever joined those. What is K-pop? Isn't that Korean pop or something?
But, it's Korean pop for lazy people who can't say Korean.
I'm the first one to join. Be the
like
first
K-pop.
To join. Why would Stereo think we need that? Yes, oh my God,
look up this kid from England. He wants to be transracial, and so he had all the surgeries done to be Korean. And he says W. He doesn't say R. He says W. Korean. I see myself as Korean. Look him up. Look him up.
Learn how to fucking
look
say
him
it, then.
Look him up.
Look him up. Okay. Look him up.
Look him up.
I've like been looking him up and down.
Identify as Korean.
Let's see. I'm just looking at some of these talks right now, and it is fucking. Oh my God! I like to stroll the streets and see like what is happening.
I identify as a redwood tree.
Do you really? That's the fastest growing tree in nature. Do not. Average of 4 feet a year.
Yeah.
I am the preserver of man. Okay, that's cool. Wonder what the fuck that's
maybe.
About.
That's a lot of pressure.
Just
you should
some guy alone, just jamming out to some tunes. Cool.
That's sentience. Cool, that dude makes amazing music. I think I sent
Does
you his
he?
Shit from yeah, he's amazing.
Oh, hey, he's all alone. Well, you know, okay. I'm so sorry.
He
Get
sings,
it off your
he plays
chest
bass,
part two.
Plays keyboard, plays guitar.
Oh, well, I'll have to check him out.
And he'll be making beats live. And he was you know that Queens of the Stone Age song? I wanna make it with you anytime, anywhere. He was doing that song, but a total like chopped up remix with a killer beat to
it.
Wow. It was pretty fucking cool. I wanna make it with you.
I wanna make it with you
anywhere.
All the people that got banned earlier today are back on, so I guess that was a false flag. They're back, and you know, so
false what?
They were worried.
Oh.
False
oh,
flag.
There was an L in there. Oh, there was. I missed the L the first time.
False flag.
Pardon.
They're
show.
Okay. They're all right.
The big L. The big L.
See. Drum and the guitar. All of our friends are doing like their own talks alone. Oh my God. It's so cringy when people do a talk alone.
I love
to start calling them all over here and fuck their shit up.
Let's call
I know.
Shit.
What are they doing? Where are they? And Angela's just gone.
The show. Just kidding.
Deluxe is doing a show. What's the one thing you want to be different? Or no, what's the one thing you want to do different?
Yeah. Oh boy, get out of here.
Bye.
Hello, Bob Crotchetti.
Why does somebody always have a show called Good Vibes and they sound depressed and drunk? I never
said
that.
Spotlight just coming through to show some love, okay? How do you like them apples?
I felt the spotlight on me for a minute.
Did you? Look how pastel.
The audience looks like pastel. They look fucking agents of
terror. You got touched by an angel. You got touched by an angel.
Do you believe love and limb? I can smear mayonnaise all over my thighs, yeah.
Really the wind under my wings.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so death, like monotone. Wow. You didn't even try there, like buddy.
Oh my god, you're totally right. The drama show started back up. It's drama show part two.
I told you. I said that. I was like, wow. So all the drama people messaged me earlier and were like, I've been banned and you know, like fucking life sucks. And I was like, oh shit, you know, and but no. Apparently
sucks being you.
It's all good. Yeah. Apparently it's all good. Don't worry. Life finds a way, right? Life finds a way.
And you're with irresponsible people on stereo right now. You're safe. Call your parents and tell them you're totally safe. You're with friends. I'm currently dipping Fun Dip into vodka, then into the powder.
I did say, I was like, you know what? I showed up, so, you know, I ran to see what was happening when I was called. And I was like, will these same people come and support me? Nope. Not yet. Apparently not.
No, seriously, it's like a 3 foot tall New Zealand chick who's stalking people. Is that what's going on now?
I don't know, actually, but I don't know any of the, like, I'm not going to talk on it because I don't want to sound like an asshole because I honestly don't know. I don't know what the fuck's happening.
I heard the conversation.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not afraid of anyone from Lord of the Rings. You know what I mean? None of them.
Right?
No.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It was just a drama. It was so exhausting today on stereo, the drama that, like, Benny went to sleep early. He was just played out, you know?
Dude, like I heard some women. This is crazy. I heard some women ripping into Love Hard. And I was like, no. That voice
really? Alone.
Vagina. Yeah, I was like, what?
Wow. Yeah, what the fuck is happening right now?
He's like, I'm just a man.
He is not hateful at all. He is not a person that's like,
He's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's garbage. See, people lost their mind right now.
Yeah, I mean,
goddamn mind.
If Love Hard were a transformer, he'd turn into like magic. You know what I mean?
Do you believe in magic? Oh, there's Angela. Yeah. Hi, babe.
Hi, man.
This is where we're actually... We're not going to be this inclusive asshole club. You can join us anytime you want.
Listen to Super High Man.
Who's Super High Man? Oh, I see. Oh, he disappeared. As soon as I said his name, he disappeared. Like a leprechaun. Yeah. Like, he's gone.
Bye.
I don't know who he is. I've never heard him.
No, he's awesome.
I never heard him before.
And he's super high.
I can't get high anymore. Like, I'm so glad for people that can. I cannot. Oh my god, the best K-pop group you've never heard of, and it says one person waiting. Oh my god! It's starting in 16 seconds. 15, 13, 12, 11, 10. Someone's actually waiting. Stop. It's counting down. Three seconds. 3, 2, 1. Boom. It just started.
Where'd it go? I thought K-pop was like a priest's wet dream.
Oh, where'd it go? Where did that talk go? Like, oh,
I thought it was
God.
A kind of popcorn.
Pre-K-pop. You know what I mean? Like, okay, anyway. Pre-K-pop. So, horrible.
I thought it was like Orville Redenbacher's K-pop popcorn.
Hey, kids, want to sit on my lap and eat some popcorn? That's a creepy old man, dude. That's a creepy old man. Packaging, I can't even open the cabinet. I got to take it out of that fucking packaging when the wife gets it. I'm like, no. I'm not having Orville look at me every time I open the fucking cabinet.
Oh, it said it just started and then it went away. It blipped away and I can't. It's probably way down in the fucking, like, annals.
Got a message.
Orville sounds like redneck.
Oh my god, y'all said the real kings and queens of stereo.
Y'all are awesome.
Well, I can't be live. Hi, good to see you guys.
Hi.
Recognize voices. And yeah, subscribe to both of y'all, and y'all getting even more bigger. But you know, I ain't got money like that to be doing all that. Sure, but always
nah. It's okay, babe.
We don't want your money. We don't want your money. We just want you here.
If you don't want your money, two free stalkers, right?
Yeah, there you go.
We will stalk you.
Free stalkers. Think about that.
Somebody find that crazy person in that K-pop talk you. By themselves. Holy shit! What happened to them?
If anyone fucks with you, look at these two. Look at them. They will fuck them up. You know what I mean?
It's like Kevin knows.
On call.
Oh, Nick knows. Yeah, Nick knows. He's well aware. He's well aware.
If you subscribe to me, I'll send you a piece of breakfast cereal in the mail. Just one.
I want to bring all the drama into one place. Like, come to our show. Bring the drama here. Like, I'm bored.
There's people doing a tarot reading show, and I was super like tempted to call them up and try to get them to come to our show to read our tarot.
I will just read your tarot. Well, I don't need them. What do you? Angela knows. Please.
You read support you read tarot?
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, really? Yes.
Really?
Oh, Angela had like it. Angela had an experience. I don't like to do live readings only because, like, I take it serious. No, I take it serious, and it's like a personal thing. Like, I think people that read it, like, I don't know.
People, but really good.
Angela knows. Oh, Angela was crying after I did her reading. She was shook. She was shook.
She sleeps in the fucking garage.
Well, I don't want to cry, but I would like a reading. Nick, next, we got a message.
Yeah. Well, good. All right. Well, that's fine. Anyways. What y'all really talking about? What's happening? You know, the whole little voicemail thing. You can't hear them when they're really talking about stuff, but I just laughed about that. But Megan's on. And my phone's on the charger right now.
Ugh. Uh-oh. Currently, we've talked about all the things. Now we're just, like, rewrapping the day on stereo. There's been a lot of drama, my friend. Lot of drama. Lot of drama.
We're so great.
Oh, Dave. You trying me and Angela to be good again? Yeah. Angela, I got upset
the last 10
minutes of our show.
She had a moment. It's okay. We're all okay.
It's all good.
She's having a moment. It's all right.
You know what's about Angela's avatar? I always feel like I don't think she can hear us. Pull the headphone things off. You know, like that's what I just want to say.
She has her noise-canceling headphones on, right? She can't hear a fucking thing. No. She doesn't know what we're on about. Nah. She's okay. She's not even there. She's just planted in the audience. She's just a plant.
She's watching a movie. She's watching a movie. She just left her phone on so we could have some emotional support.
She just messaged me. She said, "Sorry, babe. Young adults running wild." Yep. Well, when you're the hangout house.
Throw marbles out. There's a woohoo.
Shit happens.
My parents were smart. They were the mean, not cool ones. So people never hung out at my house.
That's what I want to be. Right.
I would have probably hung out at Dave's house.
There's not enough room here. Nope. This isn't going to be it.
From all the Tim Burton movies, like, "I can tell you. You sit down. Old Saruman." Like, that's Dave's dad in my mind.
Yeah.
My dad was a minister and a deputy juvenile probation officer, so nobody ever wanted to have
Nobody's coming over.
Yeah. I didn't want to hang out at my house.
Hell no.
The white wizard from Lord of the Rings. "Who are these people, Dave? Have them sit down."
Nobody wants to come over, Dave. I'm sorry.
"Where are all your friends, Dave? Oh, they're at the keg party waiting for me, Dad." Oops, did I say that?
Yeah. Oops. Is that my outside voice? Gotta go. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a lot going on in that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. "Present your ID."
Oh, that was me. That was me. Press
listen
button.
Here. You, listen here, all of you. I love
she's
you.
Alive?
Every single fucking one of you with all my
heart. Alive.
I don't want to put anybody in the middle. I don't even want to have a moment. But if you want to have a moment,
we'll
motherfucking have one.
Why don't you have a moment with all those kids running over your house, babe? Jesus Christ. Right? Have them. Well, she's like, my house is a mess. I'm like, well, there's 20 kids at your house right now. Have them, someone pick up a broom. Somebody pick up a vacuum. Somebody pick up a wash rag. Get it going. Get it popping.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You just said a lot of drama. Really? Oh, my goodness. So it's still going? Wait. Yeah. Okay. Mm. I don't know. Yeah. This was like a couple of days ago with my drama. And I thought
this is new drama.
Perfect day. And I was like, man, why I gotta end like that? And I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm done. I can't do it. Mm-mm. Especially if you mess with certain people. So, you know. But she protects her friends. I protect mine too.
Keep watching HBO.
But we weren't that as close as I was with that other friend. But really, come on. Like, gotta keep into detail a little bit to let us know what's happening. But yeah, you didn't really say a lot of details. So I was like, he said, she said. Like, I'm like, okay.
Well, that's what it's been all day. Yeah. It's okay. You know, it's just been, everybody's lost their mind right now, apparently.
They need to have two buttons on this fucking app. One, they need to have disease, you know, for like you're sleeping, like this is boring. Like disease, they should have disease for sure. The fucking middle finger, okay? The middle fucking finger should be one.
Mm.
They should definitely have the fast forward symbol. Like fast forward, like pick it up, folks, pick it up.
I like the idea of being able to throw a bag of dicks at somebody.
Oh, yeah. I did like the bag of dicks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did. I agree. I 1,000% agree. No, people got mad.
I thought we used an eggplant so you can toss eggplants.
Like people got so mad at those snowballs and tomatoes. They were like,
with the fast forwards and the Z's would be awesome because, like, you see these shows and you're like, what? Are you still talking about shit?
Why don't you pick it up, buttercup, babe?
Fast forward. Get to the fucking point. The button.
I've literally been on shows on stereo where it was two guys playing PlayStation, and they were just doing a stereo show as they were playing a video game. And, like, how non-inclusive is that? Because I have no idea what you're doing. It just sounded like the boringest podcast ever. And then somebody else was, they were both watching the same movie and doing commentary on the movie, and it was like the same thing. Like, well, I'm not watching the movie. This
Wait, is. Are you talking about a play-by-play of the movie? Okay.
Yeah.
There's a guy. He's walking into like this building right now, and I don't know the actor's name, but like he's really popular. And there's like another guy in there, but he's got like a knife. I don't know if it's a knife. But it's more like a sword, I think. I'm not really sure. I'm not really an expert, but like
then there's like
flickering, but like. I don't know. I don't know how to explain this, but like the floor is super tacky. It's like the one at my mom's house. Anyway, let's talk about the. You know what I mean? Seriously?
It wasn't quite play by play. It was more just like, oh my God, I love how they went into that scene. Like, da 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 da. Like, wow, really? Really?
They were on fucking perfect.
It's like they're practicing to have their own Ellen DeGeneres show.
Fucking pivots.
Why God people can't have a responsible drug habit and be on stereo? I just can't understand.
Control yourself. I don't know. I know, right? I'm doing just fine.
It's so high right now. You know, like when people need that when they get too high, it lights up. So they're like, oh, time to get off stereo. Nope. They just keep fucking going. You're like, fire.
So I'm like, I'm like, oh, they can still get high. You know, like I get jealous because like I can sit here. I gotta, what? What?
I got God a Dalmatian. I could still get high.
I can still get high. Yeah, I can't. Really,
like a motherfucker, right?
I haven't been high off of marijuana like in fucking a long time. Like I don't know. I guess I was like I didn't smoke for a while, and it's just I don't know. It's been a whole weird thing.
Get some PCP and put it on there.
Right.
That'll do the trick.
It will. It do the trick?
It's been almost 4 months for me.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
The mean, not cool one. Really? Like, my parents were cool, but mean to me. So, like, they would get upset when, like, my friends were over. And they were like, you gotta tell me when your friends are over. And I was like, oh, sorry that you walked out the shower with your shirt off. Not my fault, man. But okay, I'll tell them next time. I mean, I'll tell you next time.
Right.
That did happen. And like, I got in trouble for like that. And I'm like, oh, that's damn, hilarious. You mean you're not cool. But like, now he's like the coolest dude ever. But back then I was like, well, I would be flaunting it if I like walked around like that and been like, dang, all his teenage like friends just saw me naked.
Yeah, they did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hey, y'all don't mind if my dick out, do ya? Sorry about that.
Nah, they don't mind. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like a jump rope. Watch out. Don't trip on it now. Look out. Look out. All right. Okay. Part of it's in the fridge. Look out. All right. Now, come on now.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
beat a dick. What are you
going to do? Part of it's in the fridge. Just the tip. Just the tip.
Oh. Now, don't get mayonnaise on it. Now.
Don't get mayonnaise in it.
Mustachio.
Please stop. Please stop. Mustachio. Mustachio. How are you, Mustachio?
My parents like to cook, so like they always cook too. And like, oh yeah, you're here today. Like, it was so fun. Like, but they were also mean. But every time the friends came over, they were like, oh, they're like, Nico, let me talk to you for a minute. And I'm like, what did I do now? And they'll be like,
wow.
I was like, really? Like,
that was always so awkward when, like, you know, because I always went to other people's house, and it was always so awkward when their parents would, like, bitch them out in front of a bunch of our us friends. Like, does that mean, like, we should, like, leave now? Because this just got really awkward.
Yeah.
Make it worse. You're like, is this child abuse? And they're like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And you're like, I got to go. Bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, accelerate it, make it worse for your friend. You're like, oh, that's not all he did, ma'am. Let me tell you this.
Let me tell you this.
You should have seen us last weekend.
Oh, fuck, man. We fucked the whole neighborhood. But that's another story. I got to go. Bye, Mimi.
Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
yep, that was me in high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. No way.
Quiet has come across the land. Sash McFlash keeps trying to call me. It's like, buddy. Oh, he's alone in his own talk. Just it is titled Buzzwords? ? How do you not see I'm in my own thing? Oh my god.
Got the knick-knick again.
How do you look at your new girlfriend's pants? I used your curtains as a cum towel.
Stop Mimi. It. I can't believe we stopped it for that.
So a bag of dicks and somebody. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that does happen. That freaking happens all the time where like people are watching a movie that they stand there watching or whatever like that and then like going to another guy. I'm like, Cameron Diaz just popped on the scene. Have you ever seen this movie?
God.
But also, if somebody else is trying to go there, I'm like, explain it that we would really, really know, which is as in, like, we know characters. We know Halle Berry and Denzel Washington. We know, like, some Leonardo DiCaprio and some, like, you know, Reese Witherspoon. Like, we know it. We gotta. But if you're just saying that, it's like, do I believe you? You ain't watching no movie. And then I feel like you're playing a video game. And when they, you can tell because they always stay silent and everybody else talks. But they're just like, yeah. And I'm like, really? I can't. I'm still listening.
If anybody ever brings up a Tom movie, I stop them in mid-sentence and I'm like, let me guess, he doesn't die at the end. And they're like, oh my god, how'd you know? It's just part of his contract all the time, every time. Anyways. He's
wearing a t-shirt with muscles.
Yeah, with muscles. Muscles, with muscles. He's got Scientology muscles.
Yeah.
Is it a full moon?
He's a crybaby.
Is it a full moon?
I don't think it's close.
I don't think it's today either, but like, okay, someone's having to talk about the full. I usually know. Angela, can you do some recon on that? I got to put out my moon water if that's true. But I don't even know what moon this is.
Moon water.
Moon river.
Don't forget to put out your period blood.
Was at a friend's house and we did some stupid shit. So his mom took him downstairs and she was like, "You're following us, come down with us." And I was like, "All right." I thought I was going to get punished too. But
she spanked
as
you?
It turns out, she just wanted me to watch him get spanked with a fucking wooden spoon.
Oh my God, I knew it.
I like watched him just yelp every single time he got hit with a wooden spoon. And I was like, "Yo, should I just go home?" And she was like, "Nah, your parents would appreciate this because you should know better." So fortunately, wow. I didn't get spanked, but I watched my friend get brutally like tortured by his mom with a wooden spoon.
If you ever tell a PG-13 story on the show again, I'm going to kill you.
I thought you were going to say his mom.
That wasn't PG-13.
There was four different points where he could have pulled that up into some serious shit. Like, then she pulled me downstairs, and then he
goes. That's where I thought it was going.
Right. And then
Julian got spanked.
She made her son watch while she gave me a blowjob.
Oh. Right. Oh, my God.
We'd like to watch a
spank. Wow. Mm-hmm. Julian,
church it up, mother. God damn it, dude. God damn it.
He did church it up.
No, he didn't. Did not.
Why? That was churched up, my friend. He didn't say, like, and then my friend had to pull his pants down and I watched his bare ass get spanked. We could R-rate it.
See, you just did it. Look at that. Look at you. You got such
talent. Oh, you wanted it? You wanted Julian to R-rate it?
Yep.
This
she said she was. She said she was going to spank him. She made him pull down his pants. Then she put a weight through his Prince Albert and pulled out the wooden spoon.
Okay.
Nothing fucking sings like a wooden spoon. I'll say that.
Then she pulled his pants down.
I think all parents should give their son like a Prince Albert because, you know, that's one way to get attention really quick.
Nope.
Not doing it.
Let's try again. Church it up. No, let him church it up.
Yeah, but the parents want to, like, well, I'm glad my parents never did that to me, but it's because they were actually embarrassed when they felt embarrassed, like him showing up in the towel, like, looking at the kitchen and, like, saying, hey, and he's like, oh, there's, like, five of my friends there. He's like...
Surprise!
But it's true. Like, there is an awkward kind of thing because even when I go to my other friend's house, they would, like, you know, they would do some crazy stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm a really good child right now. But I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But then they get caught. But some parents would actually do it in front of them. And you're like, ooh, should we go? But they would take me to the side, my family. My mom and dad always took me to the side. It's like, Nico, Nico, like, I was like, you want to yell at me right now? I was like, this is the right.
He just dropped off right there.
Mikey, should I go home? This is getting awkward. Your mom, your dad just put the ball gag on your mom, and now he's getting out the gimp suit. this is awkward.
No, you like stay.
My friend's dad, you know, because he was black, and his dad was like, he was black dad, white dad, total difference. Because black dad's like, what the fuck? And everyone leaves the house instantly, right? To where white dad would come through with a towel, like, high fives, everyone, high fives. Hey, Bill, can we talk a little bit later? Be really good. All right, here's some sodas, fellas. You know what I mean? Totally different households.
Here's some sodas. Honk, honk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all better break the fucking top to him. You know what I mean? It was crazy. Shit was, like, scary. You know what I mean? Like, that was some real dadding right there.
Oh, this looks like some fucking... This is going to be a damaging story right here.
In the 90s, like... Shit was different, man. Like, people were getting beat with wooden spoons and, like, paddles all the time. In fact, one of my friends, his dad had an arts and crafts day with his kids.
Oh, here we go.
He had them like saw out the shape of a paddle and make it like the most aerodynamic paddle, and like by boring holes through it, so they, you know, the air can go through it easier. And anytime they fucked up, they got the paddle that they built themselves. So like in the 90s, things were just different than now.
I said on the rating scale, not Disney. What the fuck?
That's brutal. I thought it was going to go there. Like arts and crafts day, and you can make sadomasochistic toys that you're going to use on your children.
Make your own paddle. Yeah, like that's the worst. Hey, kids, you're going to make your own fucking, you know, torture devices. Fuck it. That was horrific.
You know your kid's depressed if he just hands you a baseball bat.
He says, wail away on me, daddy.
We'd make leather belts with spikes on them. We'd go back home and play with
pops.
Oh, that was a terrible clip I just took. Oh, my God. Arts and crafts day with Julian. Arts and crafts day. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's like 6 inches long. It's like a little teeny paddle. Hey, you didn't say size. You just said...
Almost all the clips I've taken tonight have taken a fucking sad fucking turn. There's been a couple funny ones, but holy shit.
Did you
God damn. I possibly. I don't always know what I got until after the fact, like, because I can't hear it. So it's a crapshoot. But, like, Jesus, people have come with some sad-ass stories. Holy shit.
Bringing it out of like them. A box of chocolates.
It is. You don't ever know what you're going to get. Exactly. Oh, no, this is going
to
be a sad one.
I believe spankings are something. You need to have some spankings, especially like, like putting them in the corner, like not at school or anything. I'm talking about at home. That like can really train a little kid, like, because trust me, I was like that too. Like, I was bad. Everything I got into, like, my mom would yell at me or whatever, but she like didn't realize. I was like, okay, you said no to that, but I'll move to this, and then would have to yell at me again. And I'd be like, well, dang, what am I doing? Get in the corner. I'd be like, oh. And I'd be like 10 minutes in the corner. That's what I said. They're like, I had some cool ass parents, but they were mean to me.
I only have two memories. My parents weren't into like spanking and hitting or whatever, but my dad did freak out on me two times that I can remember. One time, you know those little paddles that had the ball, like boing 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 boing. You do that. Mm-hmm. He just went fucking crazy on me with one of those fucking paddles with the ball, and I laughed the whole time. Like, I'm one of those people, like, you spank me and I will just laugh. And then another time I was doing the dishes and I had a Discman, and my dad was like trying to talk. He was trying to yell at me, and I had the earphones on listening to something loud, and I didn't catch him, like, you know, quick enough. And he was big mad. So he took the disc player and he just smashed it against the fucking counter until it was like in pieces. he's like, can you hear me now? And I was like, That was like the only two times. And the only time my mom's like always telling Nikki, she's like, yeah, you know, you should get smacked more. And I'm like, Mom, shut up. The only time my mom smacked me was I called her a bitch right to her face. I was like, shut up, bitch. And she just smacked me right in the face, and I laughed at her, and I slammed my door on her. That was it. Man, it was only three times I heard.
Your dad should get royalties for that Verizon commercial.
Right?
The paddle with the ball on it? I thought that was going to be
there. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I was in the typical teenage thing, kind of ignoring him. I mean, I knew he was there. I didn't know he was so mad. And then he's like, just took it and smashed it. There's a whole fucking thing. Yeah.
You know,
those are the three times I can remember. Right. Yeah. Yep.
Like, it's New York. They know not ask you questions, but they hit you because they learn the first time when they go, now you know why I'm hitting you, right? And you go, pff, I don't know, because you're a bitch. Pow. You know what I mean?
And I felt guilty for calling my mom the bitch. You know, like, am I the asshole?
You know what I mean? It wasn't like you were lying to her. You know what I mean? It was sort of like she just didn't like
No, absolutely not. If I knew then what I knew now, like, right, you know,
I mean, Mom, you're gonna spank me for this later. You should spank yourself. You're gonna.
She's not even a bitch. Like, I feel guilty for calling her bitch because she's actually not a bitch. I could hit her with like, you know, clinical terms that would hit a lot harder.
He defends your sister Colossus, so she's a bitch.
Colossus. I caught her in a lie. I caught her in a lie. So last month, when Angela was out, I don't know, it was around that time, my parents went to see my sister's pinning ceremony. My sister, apparently, I guess she's going to be a nurse, you guys, which is terrifying, okay? Because she has been like a D student the whole time. So that's the kind of nurse you want saving your life, right?
Please.
So
how's it? All right, I guess.
So my parents went down for the pinning ceremony. She got a pin before the graduation ceremony. And my mom's like, so she's graduating around the same time as Nikki's birthday. And she's like, so is Nikki going to be coming with us? And I'm like, for what? And she's like, the pinning ceremony. I'm like, what pinning? She already had the pinning ceremony. You mean the graduation ceremony? And she's like, no. We had that. And I'm like, oh, are you just confused or is this all a bunch of lies? Like, what the fuck is going on? And second of all, no, my kid's not going to go spend time in the shark tank without me on the day of his birth. I get him that day. You know, that's my day.
I think a pegging ceremony would be a lot more fun than a pinning ceremony.
No, right?
Like a surface that large, like, where do you put the pin? You're like, you know, on an average person, it's like, oh, bing.
Anywhere the person doing the pin just closes their eyes and just fucking.
Right, it's still your nipple. Okay.
Wherever it is going to go.
It's our nipple.
Okay. It's our nipple. Oh, I was like, no, Mom, she's so full of goddamn shit. I don't, you know. I was like, no, he's not going to go. And my mom's like, well, don't you think that's, you know. I'm like, no, I don't know. It's my day with him. I gave birth to him on it. I should get him on his birthday, not you people. What the fuck are you on about? You know? It's garbage.
Did your vag tear that day? No, I don't think so.
Right. And so I was supposed to go. We were supposed to go see Angela. But, you know, money's tight right now. I'll figure it out. I'll lie, and say we're going and we don't go. That's what's going to happen.
Kentucky's not going anywhere. You know, it's there. You can find it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kentucky's not going.
It's never gone anywhere.
Kentucky's not going anywhere, guys. It's not happening.
It's not going anywhere, and it's not doing anything either.
It's our nipple.
It's our nipple. Oh, my sister's got. You want me to describe my sister's nipples to you guys?
No, like bologna, I'm sure.
Well,
bologna she's got that them. Causes chafing of the knees.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. You can also check out our YouTube channel. Please do like, subscribe, and share. We'll see you there. Okay, until next time, folks. Peace out. Keep smiling.